This past week, 10 additional sex abuse lawsuits were filed against the Catholic order that runs the Del Barton School, which is in Morris Township here in New Jersey, which now faces, in case you lost count, 32 pending lawsuits. At least 12 of its monks and one lay teacher have been now publicly accused of abusing children decades ago. Most recent lawsuits, these were filed in Morris County this past Monday, accused two monks and a Del Barton lay teacher of sexually abusing 10 children from the late 1960s through the mid-1980s. Those complaints were filed under state law that we've talked about here, even before it became law, that suspended the civil statute of limitations in sex abuse cases for 2 years. That all started December 1st of 2019. Order that runs Bergen Catholic High School and Don Bosco Prep have also been hit with multiple lawsuits. Before this law was enacted, St. Mary's Abbey and the Order of St. Benedict in New Jersey, which runs Del Barton, they had settled, as best as we can figure, at least 13 sex abuse lawsuits for an undisclosed amount of money in each case, another case for more than $1 million. Over the past 16 years, at least 45 sex abuse lawsuits have been filed against the order. Many of the suits have centered on, name is Timothy Brennan, priest and Del Barton teacher who was named in 6 of the recent complaints and who had been convicted on charges related to the abuse of a Del Barton student back in the mid-1980s. Brennan, he died 2 years ago while living at a Missouri treatment center for troubled priests. It sounds like he qualified, doesn't it? Has now been the subject of at least 29 public accusations of child sex abuse. 29. The attorneys behind all these suits, by the way, are Jeff Anderson and Greg Gianfricaro, who's been on the show here often over the years. Two tremendous heroes in shining a light on all of this darkness. With the lawsuit deadline approaching, a lot more to come, which both Mr. Anderson and Gianfricaro had promised about a month or so ago that there would be a lot more lawsuits as the time to file them comes closer and closer to an end. The order said in the statement, "We are deeply saddened to hear these claims of abuse, which date back more than 35 years. We have great compassion for any victim of sexual assault." The statement said the order contacts the Morris County Prosecutor's Office with all allegations of abuse and has, reading from the statement, progressively improved best practice standards to ensure a safe environment at our school, which are regularly reviewed by independent third-party experts. Mm-hmm. By the way, the order declined to provide info about the status of its monks who have been accused, including one Benedict Loring, who had been living at the Abbey years after he was first accused of abuse and still had voicemail there, at least as of last year. Recent suits allege that Brennan, getting back to this one, abused 4 children at Del Barton in the late 70s and the 1980s, and 2 more children at St. Elizabeth at Hungary Parish in Linden. This was in the 1970s. That was when the Order of St. Benedict ran a school there. Danelle Fox, an order monk who died 2 years ago, and Giacomo Pagano, former Del Barton lay teacher who died last year, also named in recent lawsuits. Fox allegedly abused 2 boys in the 1970s, and Pagano allegedly abused 2 boys in the 1960s. Over the years, Fox has been accused of abuse in 6 lawsuits, while Pagano has been accused in 4 complaints. Now we have at least 6 other order monks who have been accused in multiple lawsuits over the years, and yes, I do have their names. Kevin Bray, Justin Capato, Malachi Flavin, Richard Lott, Luke Travers, and, well, Mr. Worry again. Lawsuits included 4 plaintiffs who said they were first abused as minors and then later as adults. These cases allegedly took place between 1967 and 2000. A lot of cases, a lot of victims, a lot of perpetrators, a long timeline. To think that someone didn't say something to someone about this, that's being in very deep denial.